fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Let's go, Nicole! I am Silver!
Pony Express rider was spurring his fast horse toward the distant town of Greensbury.
Get up there, boy. We got some mighty important mail in our pouch this trip, fella. The sooner we get to town with it, the better. Come on, faster, boy. Get along here.
The rider's route led him up a steep rise, crested by a thick growth of cedars. From the shadowed interior of the grove, there suddenly flashed a brief tongue of flame.
Oh! Wait, boy. Wait.
Don't move.
Peters.
Reach for your guns and I'll...
Passed out cold. Well, that makes things easier. Now to go through that mail.
The man called Peters hurriedly went through the contents of the mail pouch until he found a certain letter. This he tucked in his pocket and replaced it with one addressed to the same party.
That takes care of that. Now I'll fix it so the rider sleeps permanent.
The gunman had drawn his pistol, but before he could fire at the unconscious pony rider, two horsemen came over the rise. It was the Lone Ranger and Tonto who had heard the gunshot and ridden to investigate. Rance Peters quickly changed his tactics.
Hi there! Rein up!
Pony Express rider.
Fast.
Stand aside. See how badly this fellow's hurt.
You haven't
Wait.
Got any...
Otto, come here.
Him hit bad.
And unconscious from his wound. See just how bad it is.
Me do.
You. How did you manage to get here so fast?
I heard the shot and I wasn't far away, so I rode here.
Did you see the man who fired the shot?
No, I couldn't see him.
Where were you?
I was riding along that ridge right over there.
You were on that ridge and close enough to get here before Tonto and me. It's strange you didn't see who did this.
Well, I didn't. He must have rode down that gully there. Yeah, that's what he did. He rode down that gully. That's why I couldn't get a look at him.
So that was it, huh?
Hey, stay away from our horse. He's skittish.
Yes, I see he is.
What were you doing?
Never mind. You better get to town and inform the authorities. Todd and I'll stay here.
I'll look after Bob. I'm not leaving him with a pair of crooks.
His name is Bob?
Sure. Bob Winters. Everybody around here knows him.
I see. Who are you?
Rance Peters, if it's any of your business. And I'm here to say again that I'm not leaving Bob with you.
We'll see about that. How badly is he hurt, Tonto?
Get all over. Him gone now.
Dead.
You sure of that, Redskin?
Him dead.
Well, that being the case, I might just as well be getting along after all. I'll just take that mail pouch there along with me.
Hold it. Not so fast.
You look here.
We'll take care of the pouch.
Planning to steal it, huh?
Careful.
Well, you won't get away with it. I'll show you.
You'll head for town. You have my word, the mail will be delivered safely.
The word of a mess man.
You'll have to take that word. I'll be on your way.
The law's going to hear about this.
You're right. It will.
Steady, boy. And if that mail don't get to town, you two had better make yourselves scarce. Get it! Get on!
This is where we're at a disadvantage, Tonto.
What that?
I'm masked. You're an Indian. No matter what we know to be the truth, our testimony would never be accepted where we're unknown. That fellow is a killer, but our word won't convict him. We have to let him go free until we can prove his guilt.
Him not killer.
But he is, Tonto. His rifle was hanging from a scabbard on his saddle. The rifle had just been fired.
But him not killer.
Why do you say that?
Pony rider not dead.
What's that?
Him not dead.
But you said that he was dead.
Peters fella try kill him. Him think pony rider dead. Him not try kill again.
That was quick thinking, Tonto. But how did you know Peters fired the shot?
There no track in gully. No feller go that way.
Peters probably heard us coming and was afraid to finish what he'd started. Well, let's have a look at Bob.
Him hurt plenty bad.
Ouch. Mail.
He's come too. What are you trying to say, Bob?
Mail pouch. Look in the mail pouch.
Hand it to me, Toto.
Here, pouch.
Look for a letter for Sheriff Hicks.
Just a moment. Bert Hicks?
Yeah, that's it. Is it there?
It is.
Oh, thank heavens.
Your canteen, Toto.
Let me get him.
I'm powerful thirsty, stranger, but water won't do me no good.
You'll be all right, Bob.
No use fooling me.
Don't try to talk.
Wait. I'm dying, mister. Listen close. There's some things you ought to know.
Here, canteen. You drink.
I'll give you a hand.
Thanks.
But take it easy, fella. Easy does it. More?
No. I gotta talk while it's time.
Very well.
A fella named Peters shot me.
Why?
Just beyond Greensbury, there's a mine. Belongs to Mr. Donnelly. He's in the east now.
Yes?
He told Fred and Martha Weaver they could live at the mine and work it for the season.
I see.
Fred can't leave his bed. He's sick. They don't have much to keep him except the chance to work that mine.
Go on.
Now, Peters, he claims Donnelly told him to work the place. He's trying to run the Weavers off.
Can't they prove Donnelly told them to work it?
That's what that letter's about.
Oh.
The sheriff rode east. He asked for an affidavit telling who's right. The Weavers, or Peters.
And Peters tried to kill you to steal that letter.
Yeah.
But with the letter gone and nothing to prove who's right, wouldn't the sheriff let the Weavers stay there?
Rance Peters, he's pretty important.
So that's it.
Mister, you're masked, but if you'd promise me that letter'd be delivered,
I'd give you my word.
Thanks, I had to know what.
Tonto.
Him still live. Maybe not long.
Stay here and look after him, Tonto.
Me do.
Here's a look.
You go to town?
Yes, I'm taking the mail in.
You watch out for Peters, Kimasabe.
I will. Steady, big fella. Move Bob if you can to those woods and stay out of sight.
Me do it.
Come on, Silver!
Postmaster at Greensbury was about to close the post office when the door opened suddenly.
What in shame? Master!
Here's the mail.
You're the killer.
There's a letter in that pouch for the sheriff.
You killed Bob. Peters told us. He's seen you. Sheriff! It's the masked man! Help, Sheriff! Sheriff Hicks, help!
They'll shoot to kill first and ask questions afterwards. Steady,
that's the killer, Sheriff. Hold on, you. You're under arrest.
Monsilver!
Shoot him down. Open fire on him. You're missing him.
He's traveling too fast, Sheriff.
Made his getaway, blast him.
He had the nerve to come right into the post office.
Sheriff, he was right in your hands and you let him get away.
How was I going to hang on to Greased Lightning? Don't you worry, I'll get him.
You better, Sheriff. He's a killer.
We'll make a try for him right now. Come on, boys, mount up. See if we can catch up with him before dark. Come on, hurry.
The search was futile, and when darkness fell in less than an hour, the posse returned to Greensbury. Sheriff Bert Hicks, Rance Peters, and the postmaster reined up in front of the post office.
You want that letter now, Sheriff?
We'll go in and get it, Clem.
You figure that letter's from Mr. Donnelly, Sheriff?
It might be.
Well, look who's coming. Hi there.
It's Martha Weaver. Evening, Martha.
Good evening, Bert. Hello, Clem.
Hello.
What are you doing in town?
Well, I heard about the mail being brought in. Someone said a masked man brought it. I thought maybe that letter from Mr. Donnelly might have come.
There's a letter from somebody for me, Martha. Come on inside and we'll see if it's what we're looking for.
I'll get it.
How's Fred, Martha?
He's no better, Bert. Just stays in bed, getting thinner and paler all the time. He worries so. I think that's what ails him.
He ought to worry. He knows blame well what's going to happen when the truth comes out. You'll have to leave that mine.
No use fighting about it, Rance.
It's the truth, and both of them know it, Sheriff.
It's not the truth. Mr. Donnelly's our friend.
I've known him longer than you have.
But it was because he saw poor Fred getting so sickly that he told us we could work the place while he was gone.
He didn't say any such thing.
Yes, he did.
Now, you can't tell
Rance,
me that...
you keep quiet. You find the letter, Clem?
Yes, here it is.
And let's have it.
Is that it?
Just a minute now.
But I'd like
to... keep still.
That's an affidavit, isn't it? Isn't that what you wrote Mr. Donnelly for, Bert?
Well?
It does say what I told you it would, don't it?
I'm sorry, Martha.
Oh, but it must. It has to.
It doesn't. You can read it if you like.
Backs me up, huh? It says it was me that's to work the mine, huh?
That's what it says.
But Sheriff...
Can't help it, Martha. It's signed and sealed proper. There's no question about it.
Mr. Donnelly wouldn't do that to us. I know he wouldn't. He said he'd let us work the place because Fred's sick and I'm the only one able to get about. He said with just me able to work, it wouldn't cost him much and it'd keep us in food. I know he wouldn't go back on us like that.
No, Martha.
Well, it's not fair. It's not fair.
But, Martha...
You got around Mr. Donnelly in some way.
That's a lie.
You must have. It'd be just your style.
Just for that, you can move out first thing in the morning.
Oh no.
And don't try to talk your way into staying longer.
Oh, but Fred, it'd kill him.
That's not my fault.
Oh, Rance, couldn't you be a little easier? Wouldn't hurt you to...
Sheriff, it's up to you to enforce the law. Not to stick up for people that break it. You're going with me in the morning to see that they get out.
Well...
But you can't.
It's all legal, Martha.
Well, maybe so, but... Well, you won't get us off unless you use guns to do it. And if you think it'll make you proud to go gunning for a woman, and a man so sick he can't leave his bed, then just go right ahead. I dare you both.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. It was early the next morning when Rance Peters roused the unwilling sheriff and forced him to ride to the mine where Martha and Fred Weaver lived in a small adjoining cottage. The sheriff rapped on the door.
Morning, Martha.
Stand aside. We're coming in.
Making yourselves mighty free, aren't you?
I got the right.
Is that you, Bert?
Sure is, Fred. How are you?
Well, not as spry as it could be. What's this with you?
Now, listen, Weaver, you know what...
Oh, it's you, huh? I thought it was something kin to a polecat.
Why, you...
Doggone it, Rance. Quit it. You can't threaten a sick man.
Sick?
Now, Rance, I wouldn't be in bed here if I was feeling fit, would I?
You'd try any trick to keep you from being put off this place. But they won't work with me.
State your business and clear out.
When I'm through, you'll clear out. Go on, Sheriff.
Fred, Martha, I'm downright sorry about this. I'm not saying that Mr. Donnelly didn't tell you you were welcome to live here. Likely he did. But if he did, he's changed his mind. So, I guess you'll have to move.
Well, what makes you think he's changed his mind?
He wrote saying so. Sent an affidavit.
Yeah?
And you, Martha, you knew it.
Did you, honey? You never told me that.
All I know is what Sheriff Burt told me.
Only I'm not taking anybody's word for what Mr. Donnelly wrote. Not even the sheriff's. I'll have to see the letter.
Show it to him, Sheriff. You got the letter?
Yep, here it is.
Let me see what it
is. Don't touch that letter.
What? A masked man. He's at the window.
Sheriff, that's the killer we chased last night.
Don't move.
Stranger, you better not try any...
I said don't move. I'm coming to the window. Stand where you are.
Sheriff, arrest him.
I'm putting you under arrest right here now.
An arrest you can't enforce doesn't mean much, Sheriff.
Why,
I'll take that letter.
Oh. Hey, give that back.
You're just piling up trouble for yourself, mister.
Mrs. Weaver... Don't leave this place until you see proof that Donnelly wants you to move.
You've got the proof right there.
This letter is proof. Fred and Martha haven't seen it. And they don't have to take anyone's word for what the letter says.
Well, I read it. I know what it says.
Can you prove what's in it, Sheriff?
Why, I... Well, blast your hide.
You can't.
Stranger, I'm beginning to get the drift. Doggone if you're not slicky.
Remember what I told you. Don't let yourself be forced from here.
We sure won't.
Good. Sheriff, don't try to follow me.
Sheriff, get after that fella.
You want him, get him yourself. I've seen how that horse of his can travel.
But he took Mr. Donnelly's letter with him.
And it looks to me like he aims to keep it.
You got just 1 hour to pack your things.
You heard what the masked man said. Where's your proof?
Sheriff.
What can I do? They'll go to court about it. Without that letter from Donnelly, the judge would just laugh in my face.
Then jail him. Jail him for being in cahoots with a known killer.
Where's the evidence?
Why,
What's more, where's evidence that fellow is a killer? Can't even find Bob to prove anybody was killed.
Well, you've got to do something.
Yes, I'm going to. I'm going home.
The Lone Ranger waited until the sheriff and Rance Peters had gone. Then he returned to the small cottage.
Fred.
Martha, it's the masked man again.
My gracious, mister. What's the answer to all this you're doing?
I can't explain it all now.
Well, why'd you take that letter?
Because I doubt that Donnelly wrote it.
What's that?
I spoke to Bob Winters, the Pony Express rider. He expected Donnelly's letter to back up your story.
So did we.
Stranger... Bob was a fine lad, and we thought a lot of him. You didn't... Well, it is... Well, what they're saying in town isn't true, is it?
That I shot him?
Yes.
I didn't.
Oh, I just knew from what we'd seen of you that... Well, it couldn't be so.
What about the letter?
Rance Peters may have managed to steal a letter from Donnelly and substitute another.
I wouldn't put it past him.
You see, mister... Peters wants the chance to get control of the mine and clean it out. He'll hire men to help him strip the place clean and, well, then he'll leave town. Mr. Donnelly trusted us. He knew we wouldn't take more out of the mine than, well, than would give us just a living.
Mister, do you have any idea of how to show Rance up?
Yes, Fred.
Soon?
I can't tell you. Might be within 24 hours, or it might not be for a month. But in the meantime, you stay here. Don't let yourselves be driven away.
You can bet we won't.
And mister?
Yes?
No matter how this turns out, me and Martha will never forget how you tried to fix things for us.
Tonto had moved young Bob Winters to a camp in the nearby woods. With infinite caution, the faithful Indian had extracted the bullet, sterilized the wound, and applied bandages. The pony rider was unconscious when the Lone Ranger rode into camp.
You gone long time, Kimisabi.
How's our patient, Tonto?
Not know yet.
No? If it hadn't been for your care, he would have died before this.
Him hurt plenty bad.
Still unconscious, huh?
Ah.
We'll fight hard for his life, Tonto.
It was the beginning of a grim battle. There was not a moment throughout the following days that either Tonto or the Lone Ranger was not at the Pony Rider's side. His moments of consciousness were brief and infrequent. Delirium came at intervals.
Easy there, Bob. Easy now.
During the next 4 days, Bob's wound brought on a raging fever. Tonto and the Lone Ranger were in constant attendance. The fourth night found Bob delirious.
Tonto, Sheriff.
Tonto, come
Sheriff,
here.
What matter?
Help me hold him. This is a crisis.
Sheriff,
we'll soon know whether he'll live or die.
It was early morning when Rance Peters raced up to Sheriff Bert Hicks' office and jerked back in the reins.
Ho, 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 ho. Steady. Sheriff.
Huh? What's the excitement, Rance?
I found it, Sheriff.
You found what?
Donnelly's letter.
What?
Look here.
Well, I'll be doggone.
This is it, Sheriff.
Where'd you find it?
Near Weaver's place.
What were you doing out there? Snooping?
No such thing. I was looking for that killer for one thing and looking for the body for another. Somebody around this town's got
all
a...
All right, all right.
Well, I got the letter.
Seems like you do. The masked fella must have dropped it.
No, they've got to leave the mine. And you're going to make him, Sheriff. Get your horse and let's travel. We'll see what Martha has to say now.
But we thought
the masked man said...
The blazes with what the masked man said. Get packed, get your things together, and get out of here.
So you can be free to rob Mr. Donnelly of his gold.
The letter's the proof. Now get out.
I'm afraid we have to, honey.
No, Fred. Not without a fight.
No? And I'll get your things out for you. Here's your bag.
You take your hands off them bags.
I'll see that you move. I'll pack your bags by thunder.
Doggone it, Rance. It don't happen often, but this is one time I wish I was working against the law.
You try it and see what happens. Give me them clothes.
Leave them things alone.
I'll
show
you.
You get them here.
No, you don't.
Help me up, Bert. I don't have much strength, but I just got to hit that fella once.
You'll get up and out.
Please, Sheriff.
Now, you just stay still, Frank.
But, Bert,
there's things a fella can put up with to enforce the law and things he can't. I'll hit him.
Oh, you hit me. You hit me, Sheriff. You'll sweat in your own jail for this. I'll show you. I'll have
your
badge.
Well, if I got to lose my badge for this, I'm going to make it worthwhile. Stand up so as I can hit you again.
You'll be jailed for this. I'll
see you as your dirty, dry goat, so you'll be sitting there with it.
What?
Oh.
What? Bob. Why, that's not you. You're dead.
Yeah?
You're a ghost.
He's alive, all right, Sheriff. And he'll stay that way if he'll take care of his wounds.
Sheriff, now's your chance to jail that masked man.
What for?
Why, for...
For nothing. Sheriff, Peters is the one that shot me on the trail.
Ranced it?
And he'd have killed me, too, if Tonto and the masked hombre hadn't come along.
Oh, Bob, it just don't seem like he can be alive.
I got these fellas to thank for it, Martha.
Seeing you back, Bob, makes me feel good enough to get up, almost.
Rance, stay right where you are. Don't try sneaking off.
But this is a frame-up.
They've got you dead to rights. If Bob says you shot him, you'll pay for it.
But he's lying.
Quiet. Sheriff. Bob's testimony will prove that Peters tried to drag-gulch him.
Why didn't you tell me Bob was alive, instead of letting me try to jail you for his killing?
Would you have believed me?
Why, sure I would have.
Well, maybe I would have doubted you a bit, but, well, confound you, you could have took me to him.
It seemed best to let Peters think he'd succeeded in killing Bob.
Well, Martha, no matter what the letter says, I guess you can stay here now. Just forget I brought it out here. Peters won't be living nowheres except jail.
Just a moment, Sheriff. What's that about a letter?
Mister, they got that letter. Peters brought Sheriff Burt here to drive
us out.
You
got the letter, Sheriff?
That's right, stranger. Rance brought it to me in my office. Said he found it.
Well,
Peters, stand right where you are. No use trying to get away.
He found this letter, Sheriff?
Yeah. You got it. But I got it.
Let me see that letter you have, Sheriff.
There's two of them. They're just alike.
So you did have time to steal Donnelly's letter before Tonto and I found you on the trail. Now, Peters, you substituted the forgery for the original letter. But when you turned the second forgery over to the sheriff, you gave your game away.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Now, hold on.
I'll take your gun, Peters.
You'll get it all right, but not like you think.
Hold it!
Oh, my arm.
Good work.
You busted my arm.
Try any more gunplay and I'll break your other arm.
Now, stand still, Peters. I'm going to search you. Make sure you don't have a sneak gun.
Oh, no. No, don't search me. I swear I don't have any more weapons. I'll go with you quietly. Please don't search me.
Stand still.
Please, Sheriff, let me alone.
Why are you so afraid of being searched?
What? Yeah, what's this?
Oh, give me that. Give it to me, I tell you. It's just a personal paper.
You're doggone right it's a personal paper.
Give me
get
that.
Get back, get back. Look here. Look what I've got. Peters, you sure clinched the case against you by hanging on to the original letter.
The original letter?
This here's the only letter Donnelly wrote. This is the one Peters stole from Bob.
Does it tell about us?
You're doggone right. Says you can stay on here and work the mine.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, you'd better thank that mask man.
Oh, I do, I do. We owe him everything.
The same goes for me. I guess I owe you my life, mister.
Let's go, Toto.
Just to make it official, Peters, you're under arrest for attempted murder, robbing the United States mail. And if that don't put you away for keeps, I reckon there's other things we can charge you with. And these letters will serve as evidence.
If I'd only got rid of that original.
Oh, that wouldn't have helped you. You made a mistake in keeping it, but you made a bigger mistake in shooting a pony rider. And a still bigger mistake in firing a shot where the Lone Ranger could hear it.
Won't do it up, scout! Won't do it!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.